Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder in the upcoming game against the Warriors. It's our second game against the Warriors in a row.
Yeah, this will be interesting. I am totally going to be geeking out about this game because I really hope that we can actually stop Steph tonight and not let him score 34 points in three quarters. Dort is going to have his hands full and Curry is on fire, but I just hope that we can slow it down enough to be able to put enough points up on the board to make this a really close game, if not pull off or squeeze off a win here.
Yep, and we got the Kings coming up right after that. It's going to be a back-to-back, so Warriors-Kings, and then we get the Kings again after that. So this is just that part of the season where it's all redundant, but when you're young like we are, it's good to have an opportunity to see the same opponent a couple of times so you can improve, and that's what we're looking for. I know that the last game against the Warriors wasn't that close, but we feel like we can get more out of Dort if he can stay out of foul trouble and the team can perform better. So we're excited about that game, and that's what we're here to talk about. So thank you for joining us for The Last Storm. Here we go.
All right, Mark. Our game is tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 Central. And like you said, it's against Golden State. We are stoked for this game. We are excited about this season coming to an end here pretty quickly. It's been a hard month of April, and really since the moment that SGA has gotten injured, it's been hard to watch. And, you know, we talked about this in the beginning of the season as this being a possibility of this team not making the playoffs, and it became real as SGA started becoming one of those players. I felt like he had an opportunity to become third-team All-NBA if he continued to push through the season. But obviously, things happen, and we're just excited that this team is going to be healthy for next season.
Yeah, I saw an article, and Coach Daigneault was quoted, and he said that SGA got a significant tear in his foot in the plantar fasciitis area. So I don't know exactly what like that means. I don't understand. I didn't realize there could be such a thing as a significant tear in the plantar fasciitis. So that's new to me. I knew that it could become a problem, but I didn't realize that that specifically could happen. But that's what Coach Daigneault said happened. And that, you know, that's one of those things with our organization is they don't always give you the information. Most of the time they don't. So if there's an injury, a lot of times you're left guessing. And, you know, that's what we were left guessing. And a lot of people guessed that Sam Presti shut down SGA just to lose games, but we didn't believe that that was consistent with his character. We believe that there must be more to the story, and now, just like with Darius Bazley, as it got revealed that he was waiting for a broken scapula to heal, now we're finding out with SGA that this was much more significant than was originally considered. So everybody, you know, once again, take a deep breath and recognize that this season is all about staying healthy and not having any lingering injuries going into next year.
That's right, man. And there's no failure to this year with this team. They're young. They're learning how to play in the NBA. They're recognizing what they're able to do and what they can't do. That is a big thing right now. We're watching the emergence of Dort just do some amazing things right now. I cannot tell you how excited I am about him. We're watching Maladone. We can say all day we want that Sam Presti knew that Maladone was going to be this good as rookie year, but the reality is that nobody did. Otherwise, he would have gone in the first round. I would even say he would have gone in top 15 pick if anybody knew that he was going to be this good. He's exceptionally amazing. Poku is doing great. Yes, he hasn't been playing. Yes, you know, he's injured on and off. But this is all part of it. Youngest guy in the NBA, and he'll still be the fifth youngest guy next year after the draft class comes in. That tells you how young he is and how much time he just needs. Bazley, oh my word, this guy is unbelievable. He is going to be great. I did not like his attitude last night against the coach, Coach Daigneault. He let him hear it. You could tell that he was not happy. You could tell Bazley was upset that he was being called out. I had not seen this type of interaction with Coach D yet. But man, he got a hold of Baisley and he let him know to shut the fuck up. And I love it because that's the type of coach that you need. You cannot have any players running your locker. And when you have some type of disrespect, it was great to see that Coach D got in his face, told him what's up, and then let it go. And by letting him go play, go work out that frustration out there on the floor. So again, a great job by this team. But Baisley last night, every night in the last few weeks, I've been really stoked about the way that he's been able to do things. And I just think that this is amazing. Now we have another guy that I'm totally stoked for. Gabriel Deck is a special, special athlete. He is one of those guys that could come in immediately like he has, and he could be either coming off the bench as a 10-10 guy or 12-10 guy. Like, he has that ability, or he can come and actually start for us and create a massive mismatch on our starting with our starting five. So again, this team is starting to come together. The foundation blocks are starting to make themselves known, and I cannot tell you, I have never been more excited about being a Thunder fan than I am this moment.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I watched the game, but I did not see Coach Degnault yelling at Darius. I did hear somebody else mention it, so why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, obviously Baisley was getting chewed out by Coach D, and you can see him shaking his head ferociously, and then you can see Coach D stare at him like, you know, a very intense look and say, then let's fucking play ball, right? And you can see his lips, right? And then Baisley claps in his face, you know, let's fucking go, like that. And you can see his whole movement like that. Like, it was just weird. It was weird that Baisley did something like that. Obviously, there's half the Oklahoma City Thunder fans that believe that he was doing that to show Coach he was motivated, but Coach didn't like it and told him stop clapping. You could tell that it bothered Coach because Coach gave him a pretty dirty look that he was clapping in his face. Whether he was disrespectful, whether it was a motivational thing that he was proving that he was pumped up, I don't fucking know, but I do know that there was proof that there was some discord going on there. I'm sure it's going to be worked out because Sam does not like seeing something like this on full tilt, and it is on full tilt right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been concerned about that comes with losing, is that there's discouragement, and winning is the positive reinforcement that you need to have that reinforcement cycle that creates improvement. And when we don't have that positive feedback loop, then, you know, things like this can happen. Much, much worse can happen. Locker rooms can turn on each other. And we've seen all sorts of issues in at every level of basketball when losing continues. So I'm really hoping we can get a win. I know that, from what I can tell anyway, that Baisley respects Coach Degnault, and they have a good relationship. Coach Degnault trusts Baisley, and those two are working it out, and I'm pretty much going to go try to figure out what you're talking about. Go watch that video. I'm sure it's on Twitter. I'm going to see where I can find it, because in the end, I love this team, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make a lot of excuses for it.
Yeah, dude, and I wasn't trying to bring it up as a negative thing. I was just saying I appreciated the way Coach D handled it, told him to shut the fuck up, let's play fucking ball, and let Baisley go out on the court. And we've seen this happen with a lot of coaches, and they'll get mad at a player and they'll bench him right there, right then. It's like, get your ass on the bench, right? Coach didn't do that. You know, you're seeing that these guys are growing together, and I think that's very important. The way that Coach D is developing these guys, it's big. So having a personal relationship with them is important. So you see a relationship more so with them than you have with other coaches because of the age difference. You're more of an uncle or a brother figure than you are a father figure. And that's what this is in the position of. And it's not a bad thing. I think this is really healthy for young guys because it lets you be who you need to be without being felt judged by older coaches. So this is a big thing. I wasn't bringing it up as a negative thing. I think that Baisley didn't handle himself properly. He's going to get a tongue lashing from Sam Presti and the other staff for it. But the reality is that the way that Coach D handled it and let him go play basketball, that was a big deal, because I've seen so many coaches throw kids at the end of the bench, and then the kids are just completely like, I'm not playing for this coach anymore. And that's what we didn't need to see, and that's what did not happen. So good job by Coach D. You know, whatever happened with Baisley, I don't give a shit. But the reality is that this is a maturity thing. He's only 20 years old and he's going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I think he shot like 3 for 16 for 3, you know, from deep. Something crazy like that. You know, I haven't noticed Coach Daigneault yell that much. I have noticed him yell. Each time I notice it, I'm like, wow, he just yelled and I haven't noticed him yell that much. So this is something that, you know, like you said, that interactions that happen in the heat of battle, and there's nothing but respect for these guys. And I'm sure we're going to come back out and compete. Like I said, we've got the Warriors, we've got the Kings coming up off of a back-to-back, and Dort hasn't been playing on both ends of a back-to-back. Roby hasn't been playing in both games on a back-to-back. And I'm really hoping that we see us full strength against the Warriors. There's no doubt about it. That's what we're looking for. But if it is the Kings that we're full strength against, that's fine too. But man, I want to see us, you know, go all out and try to make the Warriors play us, you know, hard for four quarters.
Yeah, that's all we can ask for from this team, Mark. You know, we can't expect them to do anything else other than go out there and play for 48 minutes and hard. And we can't expect anything else from Coach D is to go out there and coach the guys up to go out there and play the way they're supposed to play. It's not going to happen every night. These guys are young guys. They're going to get wins here and there right now. But the reality is that their floor general is not on the floor. And when you don't have your floor general on the floor running the offense for you, it's going to stutter. It's going to stop. I've seen this in coaching. You know, back when I was coaching a team in Augusta, Georgia, I had the opportunity of breaking down some film of some players that we're going to go against. And as I'm watching these players, I'm starting to recognize that all the defenses are playing these two players in particular with the mind of cutting off his right side. When you have a floor general, you can't cut off a side, either side. You have to be able to play him back on defense sometimes. What's happening right now that we're watching is that when you have a player like SGA that's so dominant and is a floor general, you see teams trying to cut off his right side, trying to cut off his left side. Nothing's working. And when you have an offensive player like that, it breaks things down. I've said this in the past that I think we're 30 points better with SGA on the floor. You know, honestly, I think we're better than that. I think when SGA is on the floor, I think that we could even be 40 points better. The reality is he's that good. He makes that much of a difference. And if it wasn't for him being injured, I believe that we would have 33, 34 wins right now and sitting in that sweet spot for definite playoff contention. And we would not be a team that people want to play, because look at the way this team is built. This team is built for a player like SGA. Would have Al Horford sat out if SGA was healthy? We don't know. You know, we don't know what's going on. The reality is that this team is built to be around SGA. And when you lose that, all the pieces came down. All the pieces came down quickly. You know, Baisley obviously was injured at that point too. Dort got injured quickly after that. You know, Maladon went down for a little while. Isaiah Roby went out for a while. This is pieces that went down because of the injury. And the thing is that you can't rush any of these injuries back. I mean, we find out later that Darius Baisley had broken his scapula. We find out that, you know, SGA has a torn, you know, fish, whatever that thing is, Mark, that you're talking about, right? He's got it torn. Like, these are serious injuries that we've seen in the past. Teams rush players back and they lose them because they, A, will leave you for a different team because they don't feel that you have their best health in order, or you lose them in the aspect of they'll never be the same players they always were. We've seen this with KD with the Warriors. We've seen this with the Warriors with Cousins. I mean, we can go down the list. The Warriors are probably the worst team to play for as far as injuries go, and them expecting more out of their players even though they're injured. As a coach, as a GM, you have to be able to stand up and say, no, you cannot go. And all these players, they've gone through and played through injuries throughout their life. But it's different when you're going at this fast and there's so much strength, there's so much movement. It's not a simple injury anymore. When you injure yourself, typically it's torn ligaments, or it's this, or it's broken hands, or it's whatever, broken foot. They have so many more things now that they can do. And instead of a lingering thing like Mark and I were talking about, Mark, who were we talking about before the episode started?
I'm not exactly sure.
Grant.
Grant Hill.
Yeah, man. So we talked about Grant Hill. I think he could have been one of the better players in NBA history, but when he injured his ankle, that was it for him. He was still a great player, but he was never to the player that he could have been. That is what I'm afraid of with SGA. If we had pushed him, we would have lost him for a lot longer, never being the player that he could have been. And to me, that's what's important, that we're doing right and making sure that we keep this team healthy for the long run. Because if you look at how they're built for being SGA's team. SGA, he's going to lead this team into the playoffs next year. There is no doubt in my mind. He stays healthy. This team goes to the playoffs. All the draft assets that we add are just going to be bonuses. I mean, we don't know where we're going to land in the draft, but Mark and I are already starting to get pretty excited about the draft and breaking down the athletes that are going to be there in the draft.
Yeah, and, you know, we really were in a spot, you know, we in the Western Conference standings, we haven't really slipped a place. You know, we were pretty much in 13th whenever SGA got hurt, I believe, or whenever, you know, at least whenever April rolled around, I know that. And although we've lost all these games and now we're potential to be passed by the Timberwolves, we're a full game in front of them. But, you know, we're still at 13th. And, you know, the Spurs have sunk. They're the 10th seed right now. They're two games below 500. The Pelicans are, or they were closing in, but now Zion has, you know, been diagnosed with a broken hand. And the Kings, we, you know, we've got games against them. So if we were in a healthy spot, those games against the Kings would be critical for us and to push them down and to try to move into that 10 spot. But that's not the way this year worked. We're okay with that. We've had a hell of a ride. It's been so fun watching these young guys come along. I can just list them all because of, you know, the opportunities that they've been given. And I've heard Coach Daigneault and Sam Presti say over and over and over again that they want to take, you know, the situation they're in and turn it into a win-win. And that's what they did. They've done it over and over and over again. And because of that, we get to watch players like Ty Jerome, Kenny Williams, you know, Tony Bradley, you know, Isaiah Roby, these guys that, you know, wouldn't be getting the same minutes if it was George Hill and Al Horford and all these, you know, vets that were out there competing for the minutes. So I'm really happy with the way things have gone. Yeah, we wanted to make the playoffs. We're never going to stop wanting to make the playoffs. We want to make the playoffs next year. But shit, if you don't have your floor general, if you don't have your best player, if you don't have your leader, then you might as well, you know, figure out what you got with the rest of those guys. And I've been really proud of what we figured out we have.
Yeah, man. And it's just fun to be able to watch how things are going. I cannot say, you know, we've watched a lot of Argentine basketball players come through the league through the years. But Gabriel Deck, to me, has definitely been my favorite. As I got to know him, thank you, Chencho, for giving a shout out and letting us know when the Thunder were going to sign him. But when he wrote me, let me know that Gabriel Deck was going to be on this team, I did a lot of research on him, and he is amazing. He is one of the most fiery guys that I've seen. I love the way his mentality is. We definitely got a blooming superstar here. Definitely incredibly excited for all those listeners from Argentina that are listening to us. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. Hey, listen, reach out to us. We will love to get you guys' name, see if we can't help you out with maybe a jersey or one of these new Top Shot cards or whatever, or moments. We would love to be able to help you guys out. Please reach out to us and let us know that you're listening and what your name is. And we have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Mark, what's our Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's England's Last, I believe, is what it is. Yeah, so we are the Last Storm, and we were formerly known as Gary England's Last Storm. So we still have an old Twitter handle there, but England's Last, I believe. Let me check that out real quick.
Yeah, and just look us up, get a hold of us. We would love to be able to talk to you guys. If we can get you a jersey, a Thunder jersey, and get it to you immediately, we'd love to do that. We have a little team of guys that we've sent jerseys through in the entire world. Got one to Spain. We got one to Korea. We've got one to Ireland. We've been able to send it out through all the country. You know, Thunder Rat Boy is one of our big listeners, and he is a big time baller. I get excited about reading his Twitter stuff. So again, when we become part of this Oklahoma City Thunder family, you become part of it. And if you are anywhere in the world and you want to reach out and you want to talk to us, we would love to be able to chat with you guys. We talk to a lot of different people from literally all over the world. And we stay up with them. We try to stay up with them weekly to make sure everything's going good for them. So we'd love to talk to people and figure out where you guys are at.
Yeah, so Dave loves to give away jerseys, and I'm telling him, no more jerseys. We're not doing jerseys anymore. They were really, really fun. It was a hell of a phase. Dave hooked up people all around the world with jerseys, but jerseys are done. A couple reasons. Number one, they're fucking expensive. Number two, they require shipping. Number three, people were motherfucking having to pay taxes to get their jerseys. Sorry about that to anybody who had to pay taxes to pick up their jerseys. But, yeah, so some people were getting charged with some taxes at the shipping. So, whatever. You know, what we're going to do now is we're going to do top shots. We're going to give away a few top shots every now and then. Hit us up. First person from Argentina who hits us up, we're going to be giving them out. And we cannot give them away yet because our accounts are relatively new, but we're going to, as soon as we are approved to gift them, we will be giving them away. We got a plan to give out some badass top shots during the off season to keep things spicy. So stay tuned. We'll be giving more details about that as we go. We don't want to make this obsessive about top shots because we understand a lot of people are obsessed about this shit. We think it's fun. We've been saying a few things since the beginning of this show. One of the things we say is, you know, we believe in this team. We believe in these players. We think that this is a rebuild and it's time to invest in the future, buy the rookie cards and things like that. So we want to go ahead and give those out. I bought a few and I was looking at it and I was like, you know, I think this would be really fun to share with other people. So that's what we want to do.
Yeah, man, and it's very unique, and like we've said, is we're going to be purchasing our very favorite Thunder moments that are available for these top shots, and then we're going to make sure that we get them to the people that have reached out to us and that continue to talk to us, because it's important for us to let you guys know that we appreciate you, and it's just something simple, but if you haven't seen how awesome these top shots are, they're pretty incredible. Mark and I were just opening a pack a little bit ago, and we were watching each and every single moment and just being like, oh, you know, and it's just, it's that cool because it's bringing that moment live to you right there, right then. And it's just a good time. So we definitely hope that you guys will be able to enjoy that. So the first person from Argentina reaches out, we will let you guys get one of those for sure. So thank you again for listening to The Last Storm. My name is Dave.
Yo, and my name is Mark. And I just want to make it clear, like, our goal is to reward the people who listen to us. We're not trying to, you know, pump up and bring in a bunch of people who want a bunch of free shit. If you've been listening to us and you're invested in this team like we are, then we want to give you something tangible to watch the value of it, you know, be associated to the success of this team. That's what we're doing. And I can't fucking wait till you guys can see, because yeah, some of the ones that we're going to be giving away are chase cards. Some of the ones are going to be rookie first time ones. We got Maladon, we got Poku, we got Baisley rookie shit. I mean, this isn't like, yeah, I mean, like everything that's like top shot right now is worth a little bit of money, right? You're getting 5, 6, 8, 10 bucks, something like that for even the low ones, right? Some of the ones that we have are worth 50, 60, 70 bucks. Some of them are worth $200, $300, okay? Nothing that we have is worth in the thousands, but we'd like to give it all away. Like, I don't really give a shit, you know? And let me tell you before we go, I'm sorry to get caught up in this too much, but here's kind of what sparked this conversation. We got approached, somebody who wants us to join them. They want to sign us and they want us to be a part of their podcast network. And they are, you know, they're sponsored right now by DraftKings. And so we would be sponsored by DraftKings. And I was kind of like, that's not really what we're looking to do right now, because, you know, we're just getting started out. And that's kind of like, that's some shit that, what would we even do with the money, right? And so we figured this is what we would do with the money, right? If we had money, we would give it all back to our listeners, right? And this is how we're going to do that. And look, we're not taking that deal because, you know, that's bullshit. And maybe at some point we'll look at taking it. But not for us. It would be because, you know, what the fuck? Maybe we could, you know, give more back to you guys. So that's how this kind of got started. And we'll keep you posted if anything changes on that whole podcast network. But I'm pretty sure that thing is going to blow over. But what's not going to blow over is that we are going to give you guys free shit for watching the Thunder and for listening to us. That's not going to stop. And we're just going to transition it into, at this point, we're talking straight up moments from our favorite Thunder players. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's right, man. And again, we're invested in you guys. We're invested in this Oklahoma City Thunder team, and that's what we want to do. I mean, like, what better way of being invested in being able to watch one of your favorite Thunder moments, watched right there? Obviously, throughout the course of the NBA career, the NBA season, you can't catch every single moment. So it's always neat to be able to see a moment that you haven't been able to see. But man, there's been some moments, Mark, that I literally get goosebumps watching that are available for purchase on these Top Shots. And it's just nice to have something like that that we can give back to you guys for, you know, putting up with our bullshit on a daily basis, because we understand that each one of you guys do matter, and we just appreciate you guys.
And that's all it's about, is saying thank you for listening to us. We've been through some ups and downs. It's been a crazy season. There's been, you know, quite a few people who have stuck with us this whole time, but there are a lot of people who bailed on us, and that's fine too. You know what I mean? But the people who stuck with us, we got a special thing for them, for everybody. Everybody who's listening right now, stick with us. We got you. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Mark, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thunder up.